new AI models for audio generation now. Like, video is starting to come. Like, everything is starting to get there. And it's just, it's like a matter of, like, we're at the beginning right now. It'll be super sick to see what people do with it. What people like us do with it. You know what I mean?
Yep. The cool thing is in 5 years, 10 years, we'll be able to listen to this and be like, damn, we called our shot. Or we're going to be like, damn, we were dead wrong, bro.
Yeah. We're going to be like in our like survival bunker, like after the Terminator is taken over, we're like, fuck.
Damn it, bro. Damn it. I shouldn't have listened to Tupac and Juice WRLD song.
Yeah, we should have.
Hello, everybody. On this episode of Proof of Concept, we had Miles Lowe. Miles is a junior at the University of Michigan, and he explained to us what exactly is an LLM, how to build an AI that sounds just like Thomas Jefferson, why CS can be an inside-the-box career, but also an outside-the-box career, how finding the University of Michigan entrepreneurship community opened his eyes to what is possible, and much, much more. This episode is our final release from our recent trip to Michigan, and we wanted to say it was an amazing experience. Big thank you to Tommy Potter and Bobby Hazel for helping us put all this together. And with all that being said, I know you all will enjoy the show. Thank you. But we're good. We do have a little bit of music in the background, but that's all good.
Juice WRLD.
Adding to the vibe. Yeah, if it's anybody, it's got to be Juice WRLD.
Got to.
But before we... this has been like a fire last like 2 or 3 days. Like this has been great. Like they're just like chilling out here. Especially like meeting all you guys, because down at our school, it's great because you kind of get your frame broken because you meet all these U of I entrepreneurs. But then it's like one step further to come to a different school and then meet other kids that are doing the same thing, you know?
Yeah. The kids here, and sometimes it's like, you're like, damn, like that kid's cracked.
Did you have that moment like when you were here?
So I haven't really gotten in with the entrepreneurial scene until really recently. Like I only met Tommy and the other guys like 3 weeks ago, like right before spring break. But yeah, when I first came to Power Hour, that's when I met like all the, like you see on like LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram, you're like what is that kid doing? Like he did what? Like there's this one kid now, he's like a sophomore, he like before he even got here, he has like a $1 million sex chocolate brand, like, it's like just insane shit like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's so much more when you actually meet them, because like that was the same for me. Well, there's like levels to it, right? When I was in high school, it was seeing these kids across the screen all the time. And like it never seems real, you know? Mm-hmm. But then it's one more thing to be like, oh, on LinkedIn, and like, oh, they go to my school. And then that's another level. Oh, like they're just like me. But then when you're like sitting across from them, whether it's a conversation at Power Hour or recording a podcast or whatever it may be, it's just a whole nother level to it.
Yeah, but you get to ask them your questions, just like, and they're all like just super cool people, and you just like don't know that when you're seeing them through a screen. So
yeah, they're like, always like nice, down to earth. Like you'd expect them to be like super,
like not a little stuck up, or like but they're like, they never are. So that's what makes it even better.
Yeah. Well, I know you said like 3 weeks ago you met Tommy, and that's kind of when you got into the entrepreneurial scene. So I guess like, what are you up to right now? Like, what are you working on? Like, where's your head at?
Yeah. So I'll give you guys the whole spiel. It's really funny that we're on a podcast right now because I'm working on AI generated podcast.
Right.
So, I mean, my thought process is like, all right, I'm a computer science major. AI is big. Or I'll step back a little bit. So for my internship, I worked with this like super small digital production company, basically like big companies like Acura or some shit will be like, hey, like help us with our rollout of this car. We're like, we need like a website and like a cool like car NFT or something like that. And now it's like a lot of AI stuff. So I was tasked with over the school, I do part-time work with them sometimes too. I was tasked with making this like AI Benjamin Franklin. Sounds super weird.
Wait, like a literal, like, oh, what would Benjamin Franklin say?
Yeah. It was like, it was supposed to combat gun control. It was like, you go on and then Benjamin Franklin's there and he's like, hi, I'm Benjamin. Oh no, it's Thomas Jefferson. Fuck. It's Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. I made it. It's like, what? It's Thomas Jefferson. But you go on there and he's like, hi, I'm Thomas Jefferson. Ask me anything about gun control. And then I programmed it to talk, and I was like sitting there, like I had this aha moment when I finally clicked, like I got the API working and everything. And I was like talking to this dude from the 1800s for the 1700s. Like, and I was like, holy shit. Like this isn't ChatGPT, you know, this is a different ass thing that didn't exist like 3 months ago. So I was like, okay, I've just been constantly thinking like, okay, what do we do with this? Because it sounds real. It sounds like some. So I got that working. I was playing around with it, and I was like, how do I use this technology? I love podcasts, you know, fucking love podcasts, acquired podcasts. Yeah, that's my favorite podcast. But, you know, sometimes, all right, here's my philosophy. Sometimes you go on like Acquired, for example, and you wish it was like that kind of vibe, like that style, like any podcast style, but for a different topic. You know what I mean? Like, oh, what if I wanted to learn about a company that they didn't do a video about, that Ben and David didn't do a video about? It's like, there's no way to do that. Or like, for example, what's something you guys would be interested in listening about or learning about?
Well, when it comes to podcasts.
Or anything. It doesn't yeah. need to be a podcast.
I mean, I think something that I always am really intrigued to hear is just like the stories of people that aren't treated as people, and like maybe celebrities or like rap artists, like
yeah, exactly.
who they actually were growing up.
Yeah. So let's think of someone. We're just listening to Juice WRLD. So if you're interested in like learning about Juice WRLD's whole spiel, his life, you know, how he came up, like what is everything about him, you know, you type into Ponder. It's the platform I'm working on. You type it in, you're like, literally all you have to say is Juice WRLD. Yeah. And then in like 20 seconds, you have a 10-minute podcast with a guy that sounds real about Juice WRLD.
Does it sound right like there. Thomas Jefferson, or it's just like a
real? No,
no, no, no, no, that's where the gap in window.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's not Thomas okay, Jefferson. Yeah, Thomas Jefferson is not telling you about
okay, Juice WRLD. I was going to say.
Although that would low-key be fire. Maybe that's
maybe you got to try that out, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it's a different guy. Yeah, I was playing around with the voices.
Okay,
I found a good voice.
Okay, all right, yeah. Good.
I don't have a clip on me, but it's pretty cool.
Would you would you ever be able to maybe use the Acquired guys' voices for it?
Yeah, so
that's like a partnerships thing that you
for sure,
through,
for
right?
sure. You definitely run into legal problems. I think yeah. a big thing with that is that the tech isn't there. I mean, maybe it is, but like you can do voice cloning, like there's a lot of things that lets you do voice cloning. It doesn't sound like a real person. So what I'm working on is like when you don't want to hear a robot talking to you. You're like, what?
Yeah.
You want to hear a real person.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's where I'm trying to go more towards.
So how close does it sound to a real person? Are we like talking like Alexa close, like Siri close?
I'm talking like probably.
Like maybe those reels we see of like. That people make of Joe Rogan or something?
No, better than that. It's just not better than that. For sure better than that. It's not Joe Rogan. It's like a different guy is the thing. So okay. like right now I'm working on tuning the voice and the personality to make it entertaining. But
okay.
if I had my computer right now, I like type in any topic, the computer will open up Google Chrome on its own, research what you're looking at, and then create the podcast right there.
That's interesting.
That's cool.
That's something I would... Like I would definitely be interested to hear because I mean I'm not gonna long form YouTube videos, they're not really catered to just listen to.
Yeah, and that's why I'm going short.
Exactly.
Form. Yeah, I'm going yeah. short form because it's like you don't want, and that's another thing. Like you're listening to a podcast. Like I'm listening to Andrew Huberman. I'm like, oh, are energy drinks bad for you? I don't want to listen for 3 hours to yeah. know if that's true or not. You know what I mean? But with this, it's like you still get that same like you can still get that research effect like with that quality research like. You can. I have a part of the algorithm that does like only peer review for the research, but like let's say I wanted to know if energy drinks are bad for you, I could have that entertaining and with like a good source right there.
Yeah, one thing that I'm just thinking about like that moment when you actually, what like the aha moment you had with like the Thomas Jefferson thing, because I mean I'll have that so much with video editing where it'll be like that big moment, but like something like that. Where you're actually making like an AI generated person and voice, like someone like me or you or Paul would have no idea like how to start with it. So I guess how would you actually go about doing that? And like from like a high level or like explaining to me, like I'm a fifth grader, whatever it may be.
Yeah. How would you make a AI generated voice?
Yeah.
Are you talking like trying to make a Joe Rogan clone or you're trying to make like a new voice?
I said, let's do Joe.
New voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. New voice.
Yeah.
Because that's more similar to like what he did, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure Joe Rogan's like audio clone voice is on the internet somewhere. Yeah. Someone already did it. Like,
okay.
But so for a new voice, I mean, there's a lot of different. So that's the thing. Like, that was a big part of my realization is obviously I'm not going to go around and build a new LLM. And like, I'm not a Stanford PhD.
What's an LLM?
Large language model. Like, I'm not going to build the next ChatGPT, for example. Like, I'm not capable of it. Like, no human, no one person can do that. Same thing with audio. Like, as a student, like, I don't have the crazy resources to, like, build something, like, train the models, like, do all this crazy, insane coding, like, a lot of math, a shit ton of math involved with like, audio and that kind of stuff. But there's these companies. I think the biggest one is 11 Labs. They're the biggest one right now. They're also the best. They just reached a $1 billion valuation. Their whole business is you give us a tiny little bit of money and we'll give you a voice that says whatever you want. Now, I'm not actually using 11 Labs. I'm using Amazon, AWS. They have their own services, but like there's a lot of open source stuff. Like you can go open source and pay nothing. And if you do it on your own computer, you can also do closed source and like pay a little bit, but it's like it's like you just need to know a little bit of coding. Like right now you could go on and like have a voice say it, but if you want it to be like automatic and working with like a ChatGPT or something like that, then you need to know like API calls and stuff like that.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. When it comes to CS, I know a lot of friends that are like working at a lot of these big tech firms, and like that seems like a very, well, it's a very successful path to go, right?
Oh, but, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Very. It's like, you know, very, very
yeah, when I,
high ceiling.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get, one thing I'm curious is, like, why even work? Why do you even want to work on something like this? Like, why do you want to work on a project outside of school when you have already such that high ceiling? You're at a good school like Michigan. Yeah. You know, like, what is the appeal to actually create and innovate something for yourself?
Yeah, so I'd say if we were born in the 60s and the internet wasn't invented, I'd say I'd probably be like a filmmaker or an artist or something. But now we have the tool to create stuff, not just with a camera or a mic or lights or paint, create stuff with computers. And that's dope to me. So I don't know. I feel like it's just like a, like in high school, I used to make short films a lot. It's like a new creative medium. And that, like, that's how I treat it as. And it's like kind of, because you can tell some people are like, oh, they're in it for the money. It's like, no, you don't get it. Like this is a crazy thing that is super fun and cool to work with.
That's kind of how, so I'm a CS minor. And I mean, I'm not taking all of these CS classes, but at least I feel like there's a lot of people have a lot of different perceptions on computer science. Some people
see it as
a high salary job that is like, that you're gonna like make a lot of money in, but other people like you and I mean how I view it as well is like, oh, I can actually build stuff with this, like I can create with it, and it's so interesting to like see the different perspectives.
Yeah, it's cool to see like the people who see it as like a tool for like art, like kind of like using it as a tool to just make something, like kind of all those projects on the side or whatever. Like I know a lot of CS kids, like Austin said, they're just class. Recruiting, all that, and then there's the kids who,
and then they'll get hired at Amazon because they're the best at fucking binary search trees and stuff like that. But,
I learned about that a month or two ago.
Yeah, but like when it comes to building something, I have a theory, which is like the people that like play with it in their free time are the ones that are gonna create the new big cool things.
Because they're using their creative mind with CS, whereas other people are just solving problems that are given to them using CS. So
yeah, exactly. Like I'd say, like I wouldn't be able to do this if I just took the things that I gained from school. I would not be able to do anything that I'm doing right now, not at all. Like I'd be cracked at like working at Amazon and being like a super efficient coder. You know what I mean? not exactly that, but. I don't know. It's definitely unique to see the pathways. And there's like all other pathways too. Like you don't even need to go down these routes. You can just do it because you like it.
Yeah. It's interesting how it's such a field that if you want to be a very inside the box thinker, you can be and be very good at coding. And there is a place for you like in the market, right? Mm-hmm. Like in a lot of people are looking for those type of people. But at the same time, if you want to be very outside of the box and you want to actually think for yourself, it's a great field for that as well. Which is like really interesting, like the juxtaposition that like computer science is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just takes that leap. Like that leap of faith is like, oh, am I gonna work on this like on my own?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like tough because it's like, this class is so hard, but in the meantime, like, it's just like, it sucks because, like, I wish I could just be working on cool AI apps all the time, but it's like, Now you got to learn the fundamentals. I think because you see a lot of people like going in to the job market with like these certificates and these courses. And I think there's got to be some sort of difference between the people that are like really like in the weeds of the math and the theory behind everything versus the people that just know how to code. I think those are two different things for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
What exactly do you want to do coming out of college? Cause are you a junior, senior?
Yeah. Junior.
Okay. Junior. Yeah. So you still have time, but there still is that pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm going down the, going to graduate with a CS degree, you know, I'm just like all in on the entrepreneurial stuff. I don't even care if I succeed. I'll have fun along the way. I'm super into like, or I've been going down this rabbit hole lately of that whole world of like computational filmmaking. Like you guys have definitely seen Sora, like that. You guys haven't seen Sora?
It rings a bell. I'm going to know as soon as you tell me.
Okay. Okay. The company that made ChatGPT, they made like the videos.
And then people make a lot of joke things where it's like a video of themselves watching.
Will Smith. But like I think like content, like AI is going, computers are going into content. I mean, you already see it now. Like there's AI generated TikToks. There's like tutorials online, like how to make an AI generated TikTok. But like I think we're gonna see, like especially like Hollywood needs a big shift, like something needs to change over there, or else they're gonna get swallowed up by something else, by Mr. Beast, bro. Like, I think I really want to work on like media tech. That makes sense. That's what I'm working on, kind of right now, a little bit.
I see.
Like, I see that's like an interesting place that AI is taking itself, but people just don't really like. Everyone's paying attention. Like, oh, like there's this thing that's automated. There's this thing that's automated, but it's like everything is going to be touched by it. Yeah. You know,
I'd be willing to bet that's the future too. Something at the intersection of tech and content, or there's going to be a big market for it.
Or like the people creating content are going to be using tech in a different way, you know?
Yeah. Well,
I think, you know, I just want to add this last thing, but I think a lot of people, you know, how you've been hearing a lot of things like, oh, people are afraid of AI, it's going to take their jobs, this and that. I think like the important thing is kind of just like finding AI and using it to actually make a job, or like kind of what you're doing, where like you're using AI to create what you want.
It unleashes creativity,
right?
In any field, like you're gonna, like with my thing with Ponder, what I'm working on,
yeah,
any idiot is gonna be able to make a podcast, you know. It'll be short and like will be this a same guy's voice, but like it's gonna be stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like different things will be easier. Like movies are gonna start being made by smaller and smaller teams, which might seem like a bad thing for like the whole industry, but it's gonna like allow us, like as consumers, to have so much cool stuff to experience and see. So
especially with like the AI made music now, it's like,
yeah, dude. Yeah, you guys see the Drake one? That was like the first.
There's like a whole album with like Travis Scott, Drake, and like I can show it to you later.
I would love to see that later. But I think that's where it's going. Like stuff like that. Like artists aren't gonna be like, you're gonna see random artists on random songs because AI can make that happen. It can bridge that gap, you know?
Yeah. Especially with like artists that aren't producing anymore. More music from them.
Juice WRLD. Oh my god. Bro. They're gonna sell him dry, bro. Yeah. They're gonna put him on everything. That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't even think. Yeah, music. Yeah. I mean, I think anything that we're gonna start watching, like even like videos like this, like AI upscaling, stuff like that. Yeah. You know? It's everywhere. Exactly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And then also you could also do collabs and features with artists that never like collabed.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
So you could do like a Tupac and like
Tupac and Juice WRLD, that would go crazy.
But
I feel like then you worry about like at what point is it too much, you know?
Yeah.
Like when is it like, is every like, do we really want everything to be AI generated?
I mean, you could go down this rabbit hole a lot, but I feel like it almost won't be whose choice is that? Because they're going to make it illegal? Because, you know, it's not necessarily what people want. It's what they do.
I feel like you the know? Market, like on an econ type of vibe, like I feel like the market decides, and it's like if you can make a Tupac and Juice WRLD song for 50 cents in like 30 seconds, then that's going to be like the next thing that everyone's going to be listening to.
Yeah.
And that won't be too bad. It's like, people are going to be able to say like, okay, I want this person with this song doing this thing, and they'll be able to send it to their friends. Like a lot of cool shit is going on. I don't know.
It'll be really interesting to see where everything goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I think it's like the next internet.
Yeah, so I think so too. That's why I'm working on it. You know?
Yeah. It took like 30 years for the internet to... it didn't take 30 years, but the internet developed into what it is across 30 years. So,
and this wouldn't be possible without the internet.
Right, sure. Right. Yeah. So now not ChatGPT, but like AI.
That was a big step though. Like yeah. ChatGPT was like, that was like, when that's that dropped and I like, it just did my homework. I was like, yo.
I think that's what made AI like a household like topic.
Yeah.
Of, like, conversation.
Yeah. I think so too. But like I said, there's a lot of things that we don't see. That's not in the news that's being used with AI. For example, audio. Like, we have new AI models for audio generation now. Like, video is starting to come. Like, everything is starting to get there. And it's like a matter of, like, we're at the beginning right now. It'll be super sick to see what people do with it. What people like us do with it. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. The cool thing is in 5 years, 10 years, we'll be able to listen to this and be like, damn, we called our shot. Or we're going to be like, damn, we were dead wrong, bro.
Yeah. We're going to be like in our like survival bunker, like after the Terminator is taken over, we're like, fuck.
Damn it, bro. Damn it. I shouldn't have listened to Tupac and Juice WRLD song.
Yeah, we should have.
Also on that note, though, if you want to leave yourself with some stuff maybe you could look back on, you want to give a little message to yourself in 5 years. And then I feel like this also could be pretty cool to maybe look back on.
That would be hype. Wait, let me think.
You can take as long as you want.
Yeah. You know, what's up, future Miles? Hope you didn't sell out. Hope it all works out, bro. You know, I'm doing everything that you could do. I hope that you don't look back on stuff that I do and you're like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, hopefully Ponder makes it big. You know, maybe this podcast brings it traction. I'm just kidding. But yeah. How's it in the future? Yeah. What's AI doing in the future? I guess I'm asking you that question. And what have you done to change it? Yeah.
Dude, this is good. It'll be sick, bro. That's like one of the biggest reasons. That's one of the biggest reasons why like we still do all this is because in so many ways.
I mean, dude, just. Building stuff is awesome. Awesome. Like a podcast. Like I want to start a podcast now. Like this is lit. Plus you get to interview like cool ass people you meet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever get rejected? Like do people is anyone ever like, dude, I don't want to be on this.
I don't think anyone said no. Like it does take a lot of people, but like a lot of tries to like find a time and then sometimes it just like fades off.
But we're in a really lucky position where a lot of these people kind of like are already our friends or they come to us. Not like, hey, can I be on the podcast? But more of like, hey, I have this friend that does this. He'd think he'd be a good guest.
That's sick.
And then like, that's just naturally how it grows. Yeah. But like, we don't do any cold outreach. Like I'd consider this warm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
this is warm outreach.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure. I mean, it's kind of just like, hey,
being like,
yeah.
You got to be on this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
That's how Tommy is.
So, I mean, we haven't really like taken any shots because it's not necessarily a business for us. We're not like, hey, let's get this person because it'll be amazing views. It's more of like, hey, let's just sit down and chat with some cool person.
Yeah. And then you guys are going to meet this girl here. I don't know if she's coming, but Hannah, she's cracked when it comes to cold outreaching people. Like she'd just be cold outreaching like CEOs and just be like getting coffee chats and one-on-ones with them. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
Everyone's a human.
Yeah.
So, I mean. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then I low-key like, I think when it comes to cold outreaching, like I'm thinking if I was someone that's done cool shit and some random kid reached out to me, first of all, I'd be gassed up a little bit. I'd be like, damn, this random kid is reaching out to me. That's fire. But then you'd want to help them, you know, like you'd want to help them out. Yeah.
I mean, that's how I would be. It just depends what I would perceive their.
It depends if they're like trying to like get some, if they're trying to sell you some shit, then it's like, okay. But if they're just trying to like learn from you or like meet you in general, establish a connection, like genuine connection, not just like you have lots of followers or you have lots of money, I want to be like you. It's like, nah.
Yeah, and I think that comes across in the wording and also how it's done and everything.
I'm a big proponent of being genuine. Like if you're genuine, you'll succeed, you know.
On the longest time horizon, you will. It may take a little bit longer, but like I don't know. That's the way me and Tommy were talking about that. Just like give it to the world and then it all come back to you at some point. You don't know. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe not a month, year, however long it'll take. But like it all figure itself out in the end. So,
yeah.
Yep. And on that note, thank you, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. That was a great time.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, we will see. I will leave it at that.